Hey, Chevra, you know, for years already, there have been different Talmidim that have been trying to push me that Thursday night shiur should also be live streamed. Guys, older guys that no longer come, people that live in other states, even other countries. And I never wanted to do this. MS, I never wanted to put Thursday night shiur live streamed. Because I feel, me'amkas alev, I feel from the depth of my heart, that it's a different type of chizik, it's a different hatzoras when it's in person. That Yidden are supposed to be together. Yidden are supposed to be connecting with each other. If you read the Hagdam of the Baal HaTanya of Shner Zalman of Liadi, when he wrote his Sefer, he writes in the Hagdam that this was a big bidiyaver, that really Torah is supposed to be given over Rebbe to Talmud in person. It hit a point where so many people were coming to him and he didn't have enough time for everybody. He felt it was time to put his Torah into a sefer so that everybody could enjoy it and everyone could gain from it. But ultimately, it's a bidiyaver. This is also a big bidiyaver. This is not how it's supposed to be. There's no question in my mind. I know from my Rebbeim, I gain way more chizik when I'm in person. When I used to just sit by Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadikas Shevracha, I didn't need to hear a word from him just to watch him. I'm a different person. And we should be together in person. That's why I never wanted to do this, and I hope this is the only time in our lives on a Thursday night that we have to do this, because this is not the way it's supposed to be. This is a big bidiyaved. There's some milas that some more people maybe can join that wouldn't be able to always come, but it's a bidiyaved, and we have to remember it's a bidiyaved. But also, we can't miss a week. We can't miss Torah, and we have kovei itim l'Torah, and if you're kovei itim l'Torah, you have to be kovei itim l'Torah wherever you are and whatever's going on in the world. Before we begin, I just want to wish a very, very, very special Mazel Tov to a very special, close Talmud. Talmud that's more like a son. A Talmud that's always right by my side. And on the Zoom, he happens to be right by my side in my computer. I don't know how it is, Baruch Hashem, because he's supposed to be right by my side every single Thursday night. He's Meister Nefesh, no matter where he is, no matter what's going on. A very special Mazel Tov to Yisrael Meir Hanekman, who became a Chassan just a few days ago. Yisrael Meir and his Kala, Ayala, Baruch Hashem, I feel so close to both of them, I feel so close, and Meir Hashem, you know, we should have brought L'chaims here, I'm not going to leave now and make everyone wait. He came over, we had a L'chaim outside, with 6 feet separation, we shared Torah already, we had L'chaim already, but Meir Hashem, we'll be zoich, to be dancing together by the Chasana, with all of Klal Yisrael, who are going to be dancing together again, hand in hand, no gloves, no distance, nothing, and you and Ayala should build a Bais HaMisrael, Mali Simcha, Mali Bracha. All the Torah tonight should also be, I just want to say, it should be L'Refu Shalema. First of all, I have a very close Talmidim, whose grandfather is unfortunately with this machla, suffering in very critical condition, Shlomo Yisrael Ben Reizel. You could write down the name, to daven for Shlomo Yisrael Ben Reizel. And one of my Talmidot, one of my girl students, her father is also in very critical condition, needs a refuah, Chaim Mordechai Ben Rachel. If you could write that down in daven, Chaim Mordechai Ben Rachel. So we should have in mind for Shlomo Yisrael Ben Reizel, Chaim Mordechai Ben Rachel. Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael, Mirat Hashem, all the chizik, all the Torah should be a schus for them. You know, we're still in Adar, Chevra. We're still in Adar. We have to have the Simcha of Adar with us. And we all know Esther Hamalka. Esther Hamalka, she's willing to go into Achashverosh to daven on behalf, to bring about Geula. And she says, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. Kasher Avadati, Avadati. A double language. If she's lost, she's lost. Kasher Avadati, Avadati. And we know, what does that mean? She was saying she was willing to go in on behalf of Klal Yisrael to bring Geula. And there were a lot of possibilities, a lot of doubts. She could have been lost physically. She wasn't invited in to Achashverosh. He didn't have to stick out his golden scepter. Avadati, one level, she could have physically have been killed. But also, even if she's not killed physically, this is her first time she's going Beratzon. This is her first time she's going willingly to be together with her husband. Until now, she was raped. She was forced. And we all know famously Esther Kaka Oilam, who, and therefore it's not Yerek Val Yaver. Until now. But now she's going Beratzon willingly to the king. She's going to be with him willingly. If she's not lost physically, she'll be lost spiritually. She's willing to give up not just her Olam HaZeh, her Olam HaBa, for Klal Yisrael. Her Gashmias and her Ruchmias. And ultimately, that brought about Geula Shlema. It brought about the Geula and the downfall of Haman. However, we're going through the same now. Kasher Avadati Avadati. Physically, we're all suffering. Begashmias, Begashmias, unfortunately, Begashmias, so many people, Lo Aleinu, are sick. There's so many people that are suffering in hospitals. There's so many people that are mamish in critical condition on ventilators. People parnasa, people are losing their entire parnasa. It's mamish scary. And even those of us who are just home and stuck, and we're stuck in hisbodidus, no interaction in the same way with chevra, with extended family. It's a time begashmi physically, we're avadity. And beruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take away our yeshivas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take away our shuls, to take away our minyan. You know, last Thursday night, we were still together in our community, and we were still having minyan, and we had minyan last Shabbos, a lot of the shuls. And I said also, I had hope that mikvah for sure would still be open. And today, even the mikvah was closed. There's no more mikvah. What's going to be Erev Shabbos Kodesh? I have to go to the ocean. Those are going to be moister nefesh. Away from everybody else, obviously, in safety, listening to all the precautions. Mamish, we're avadati begashmi, and we're avadati beruchni. That first morning, I couldn't daven with a minion. So the first morning, the shul was open. I went to daven beyichidus in the shul. Mamish couldn't get through matovu chevra. How could you get through matovu? And say, Batovu lach Yaakov, which could have said Yisrael, Vani beroiv chastecha, vo beisecha. No longer. We don't have minyan. Did every one of us cry the first time we couldn't have with a minyan? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the ability to go to shul, the ability to have with a minyan. We don't have our yeshivas to go learn in. We don't have our chavrusas in person. This is real. It's a vanity not being begashmi. It's a vanity beruchli. I'm not saying what I spoke about last week. Of course, in this bonus, we have to be davening and learning. But something's going on real. If we don't have shul, I can't go to shul. I can't go to the mikvah. I can't have minyan. Are we doing introspection? What are we doing about this, chevra? What are we doing about this? These are very scary days. But hopefully, just like Esther Amalka was kasher avadati avadati, that she was willing to give up gashmi and ruchni, and it led to geula. If we're suffering begashmi uberuchni, hopefully it's going to lead to our geula. And it's going to lead to big geula. Chevra, I want to share with you, I'm not one that gets very caught up in, you know, the Mashiach talk. I mean, I'm very caught up and yearning for Mashiach every moment. I don't mean I'm not caught up. I daven for Mashiach. I wish I was more like my father, who has, as the Chevra knows, who had years ago made up a custom-made Bekisha that hangs in his closet to greet Mashiach. My father has a munah for Mashiach. Like, I don't know too many people, maybe like the Chavetz Chaim. He literally had a gorgeous Bekisha made up that's hanging in his closet waiting to greet Mashiach in the Bekisha. My father believes, B'chol Yom Shiyavo. I yearn for Mashiach, I believe in Mashiach, very much so. But I'm not one to get caught up with the talk, oh, this is a sign Mashiach's coming, and then we all got those texts that went around again, that go around every 2 years, the same text from that same made-up Makubal, that if you send this text to 12 people, then Mashiach's going to come. We've seen it for the last 10 years, the same exact one. Somehow it's forward again, and people still think it's real. I don't know, Meshugana is Hashem Yirachim. It always comes around, these time of times. So Makubal, no one's ever heard of from somewhere deep in Egypt, you know. They made up, if you send text, he said this 100 years ago, that if you send 12 people a text, Mashiach's going to come. Okay, if any Makubal 100 years ago said if you send text, Mashiach's going to come, he probably would have come. What was the text 100 years ago? Anyways, I'm not one to get caught up. I'm yearning, I'm hoping, I know there's a lot of talk, because it's what we need more than anything right now. We need Mashiach, and we're dying for Mashiach. But I was shown a Torah this week. from the Michta Melio, Rav Naftali Spiegel, who had a baby girl this morning, the Rebbe's son, he showed me a Michta Melio I want to share with the Chevra. You have to be Mephorsim, this Michta Melio, to the world, because it will give us such hope, this Michta Melio. Rav Dessler, who must have written this like in the 1930s maybe, Rav Dessler passed away in the early 1950s, Elio Dessler. So this is it's in Gimel, page 204. He has a chelek over here that's Golus and Geula. And he talks about here Golus Edom. We all know we are all in Golus Edom, that final Golus. And he quotes a medrash that Golus Edom is the Chazir. Chazir, the pig. Why? Lama Nikra Shema Chazir. Why is it called Chazir? That this Golus, Edom, is going to return the crown, Chazir is to return the crown to its Baal. Meaning it's going to bring about Mashiach. This is the final Golus. When's that going to happen? Listen to these words. Malchus Mashiach, Tzomechas u'misgala mitoch Malchus Edom. The King Mashiach, this was written in like 1930s, Chevra. This is written close to 100 years ago. Maybe more than that. Again, I don't know what time in Rav Dessler's life he wrote this. Might have been about 100 years ago. Malchus Mashiach will sprout out, will flourish from Edom. Shal yidei churbana shel Malchus Edom. Shal yidei churbana shel Malchus Edom. Through the destruction of Malchus Edom. Ola misgala Malchus Shemayim. The revelation of Hashem will be revealed in Lav Mashiach through the end of this Golus. When's that going to happen? Listen, guys, you got to hear every word here. I'll send a picture to the chat after so you can have this in front of you, those who don't have a Michta Melio by you. V'hoysa la Hashem amlucha, Hashem will be the king. Chervana shel Edom yavo, rakli de churban olam azeh. The end of Edom, which will lead to Mashiach, will be when this world is destroyed. We always thought, what did that mean through some World War III or something? If you really were honest with yourself, that can't even happen anymore with America, with so much, I mean, anything could happen through Rabbeinu Shalom, but it would be, make no more sense. Well, what could happen? Kasher mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the world, lematzav, to a situation, she is sodos chayil mazeh yismotetu, that all the foundations of this world, basically, they melt away. They're destroyed. Everything that we generally do is gone. Look at the world. We're living in a world. There is no sports. Nobody's going to work anymore. The Broadway's dark is closed down. There's nothing anymore. The whole world is smote to do. Hashalva, all tranquility, tisarer, it's confusion. Chaye prat, the individual life, yahafchu l'chayei daiga, turns into a world of worries. The whole world is full of daiga right now. Those of us that are close to Hashem, we don't have daiga, because we know Hashem runs the world, and it's okay. But everybody else, their world is daiga. Pachad, fear. Yisurim, suffering. V'chol ha'olam kulo yamo tachas emas haras v'churban. And the whole world is under this threat of fear and destruction. Only then, oz yisgala lein hakol. Then it will be revealed to the whole world. Shis bar bruvuso shal adam gavaso al skramuso bechivas habria. That because we thought we were so gaivedik, we thought we captured the world and nothing could happen to us. I'm invincible. So because of that, Hashem says, it reminds us, are you serious? Only I run the world. You have nothing. Mavian Rakla Avdon, you're brought to a state of loss. As Yakiru as a head of a hefsit shibchayil mazeh. And then you'll recognize and realize all that is lacking and all that is missing in this world, which is rekonim mikol toichim ruchni, which is missing everything spiritual in the physical world. And kishis ayis adam lahasik ritzonosav tavosav. And then a person will be miyayish and no longer care for their taivas, their temptations. Az yisgala oro Mashiach. Then the light of Mashiach, the oro shel Mashiach, will come. It's mamish These days, Chevra, Michtam Elio, it's mamish the days we're in. A world of confusion, a world of fear, a world of suffering. When else in the history of the world was the whole world like this? Even, you know, we talk about the Holocaust, and the Holocaust we know. I don't mean to compare anything in loss of life and what it was for the Jewish nation. But that was focused in one area of the world. When else was the whole world brought under confusion and fear and doubt and destruction the way it is today in this virus, the coronavirus, wreaking havoc on the entire world? That's what Michtam Elio was talking about. And that will bring Mashiach, he says. Now again, I'm not so caught up. Again, I hope his words are true. I believe and I hope Mashiach will come b'karav mamish. But I didn't read this Michtam Elio for that reason. What was the point he made of why this all needs to happen? Because we all have to realize and recognize how futile, how meaningless the physical world is. And all that we have is Eibishter. And all that we have is Ruchnius. And the question is that what we're doing during these days? To bring us back to the Yisod. To realize, look, all these taivas that people give into in the world of sports, in the world of entertainment, they're gone. They're gone. And guess what? We're actually lacking nothing. None of us miss that. We miss yeshiva. We miss shul. We miss the ability to go with our friends and spend time and have ben el chaveru and just go to a restaurant with our families. To have normalcy. Nobody misses the taivas, the temptations. That nobody misses the rag race of life. The rat race of life. Nobody misses any of that. Nobody misses any of that because that's what needs to be destroyed. And that's when Mashiach will come, when we recognize that life is about ruchnius. Life is what's netzach, which is our relationship with Hashem, our relationship with people. And guess what? As we spoke about last week, even without our shuls, without our yeshivas, we could have all of that, and we have to be working on all of that. Are we davening with very serious kavana 3 times a day? Are we learning as much as we can? Are we spending time with our families involved in chesed and recognize this is what it's all about, this is what life is about? We didn't lose any of that. We're not losing one drop of what life is about. We've destroyed all the confusion and all the worries and all that is negative in the world to bring us to a place where we could eventually greet Mashiach, Bez Hashem Isbarach. It reminds me as well of the famous Gemara in Gittin. You guys all know this Gemara. I'm not going to read it. I was going to read it from the Gemara, but if we're in person, I would have on Zoom. I'll just tell you the story. You all know the story, but I think it's the same lesson. Titus, the Rasha, the Gemara, it's in Gittin and Vavam Abayz. The Rasha, Titus, he goes and he insults the Rabbi Nishalam, Chir of Agidav Klaape Mala. And what does he do? He takes a Zoyna, he takes a prostitute into Kodesh Kedoshim, and he spreads out a Sefer Torah and does Maisa Avera in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And then he takes a sword and he rips through the Paroches. And a miracle happens, and blood starts dripping from the baroches. And he says, oh, I killed Hashem. I killed Hashem. Then he took the baroches, and he puts it in turns it into a sack, and he fills it up with all the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. And he leaves on a boat. He leaves on a boat back home. We'll get back to what he did. I know all of us are thinking, none of us would ever do anything like that. But I'm not so sure that's true. And on that boat, it started raging waters, and he was going to be drowned in the water. And he says to God, he looks up at God, he says, oh, you only water you could use against me. Sisera came and you drowned him with water. Right? And we know by Mitzrayim, by Paro came and you drowned him with water. You're only strong with water, God. Try to take care of me on dry land. And Hashem says, a baskel came and says, yeah, Rasha ben Rasha, you want to see? I'll take care of you with the smallest of entities. And what do we know happened? He gets onto the dry land, and a little gnat came, and it entered through his nostril. And for 7 years, it started picking at his brain. By the way, if you look in the history books, they've authenticated this. But the truth is, we don't need any of the history books. We know it from the Gemara. Anyways, Lameisa, it was picking at his brain. and Imamish was picking his brain, and it was he couldn't handle it anymore. Eventually, he started hearing like a blacksmith banging the hammer, and it calmed him because the gnat stopped. And he hired that blacksmith to come bang for him, but eventually it didn't do anything. Ultimately, he passed away, and they opened up his head. They found this massive bird, because the gnat grew to the size of a bird eventually after eating away at its brain. And in Mamish, it says in the Gemara, its mouth was like copper, and its claws were like metal. But ultimately, this little gnat destroyed Titus. Titus, who had such gaiva. And Titus went, and he did Maisa Avera in the Kodesh Kedoshim. A little gnat, a tiny gnat, destroyed him. I know all of us are thinking, I never did such big Averas like that. I never did such big Averas like that. But you know what it is? We also spit at Hashem and insult Hashem. When we waste our time with such futile endeavors, we waste our time, and we give in to taivas, we give in to temptations, and we don't live up to who we're supposed to be. And we don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shavis Yashem Lagi Samid. Ultimately, we're spitting in Hashem's face. So Hashem has to remind us. And to us, He says, I'll bring even smaller than a gnat. What could be smaller than a minuscule gnat? I bring a little virus. A little virus. Wreak havoc on the world. Make craziness in the world. To remind you, Ani Hashem. To remind you what it's all about. To remind you to start having Shavis Hashem like the Samid. That's what it's all here for, Chavra. And we have to remember this. And that's what these days are for. To Mekadesh ourselves and have Hashem by our side. How specifically? I want to share what I believe. Hopefully we'll still be Zoyche to be in Shul this Shabbos. We can't give up hope, Chavra. And we're going to lay this Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh. We're going to lay in this Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Parshas HaChodesh is the very first mitzvah that ever was given to Klal Yisrael. Rosh Chodesh, you open up a Chumash, one of the first Rashis on all of Chumash is maybe the whole Torah should have started from HaChodesh HaZelechem and Parshas Bo. Because that's the very first mitzvah. If it's the very first mitzvah, it has to be fundamental. If it's the very first mitzvah, it has to be inspirational. If it's the very first mitzvah, it has to be of the deepest lessons of life. What's so special about Rosh Chodesh? Of all the mitzvahs, the very first ones, Rosh Chodesh, really? I spoke about this last night to women in a different way. I don't know how many of the chevra listened to that year. It's Kedai. Gives big chizik for these days. But I want to share something differently. Rosh Chodesh is based on the moon, as we know. Rosh Chodesh is the concept that we live our lives, that the Yidden live our lives, and our calendar is based on the moon. The moon, we know, is just a reflection of the sun. The moon itself has no light. The dark side of the moon. The dark side of the moon, as a band once sang about. Lemaisa, it's just a reflection of the sun. So too is to remind us our whole life is just to be a reflection of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That we're here to emulate Hashem. We're here to be that reflection of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it doesn't matter whether I'm in shul, and it doesn't matter whether I'm in yeshiva, I could be that reflection wherever I am. What does that mean? Every morning I wake up, the first words out of my mouth, Moda ani levanecha melech chai v'kayam. Immediately I'm a reflection realizing I'm only alive because Hashem gave me life again today. I say modani. Throughout the day, let's say brachos properly. I'm sure you heard this already, but we know in the time of David HaMelech, there was a big magefa as well. 100 people were dying a day. Seems much more serious than what we're going through. So what did David HaMelech say? How did we combat that? That's when he instituted to say 100 brachos a day. Maybe it's a good idea. We should be making sure either to say those 100 brachos, or at least if we don't count exactly 100. But I think more important than that, the brachos that we do say them slowly, say them with kavana. Recognizing every time I make a bracha, it's a recognition of Hashem in my life, that I'm a reflection of Hashem. I have this drink and I make a bracha, shahakol. Hashem is in my life. Hashem gave this to me. Hashem is by my side. All day long to recognize Hashem is with me. to recognize Hashem is by my side. The way we daven, we said it last week, we have to repeat it again to give chizik. We're stuck davening b'yichidus these days. When you daven b'yichidus, you have to have that much more kavana. When you daven with the tzibur, the koyach tzibur lifts the tefillos up to Hashem. If we don't daven with kavana, be'eimo, be'yir, be'pachad, with islavus, with passion, our tefillos are meaningless. They don't go up to Shemayim. It's much harder. We have to have much more kavana. Chevra, sing, say every word out loud. Daven out loud. Find a makom in your house where you could daven out loud and you could sing. It could be the deepest tefillos. It could be much more intense tefillos because you better pull down and find that place mimamakim where the tefillos won't be accepted. And then we're a reflection of Hashem. Baruch Hashem these days. Again, there are no other, think about it for a moment. There are no other distractions. There's no, even distractions that we call mutter, right? Baruch Hashem, we already learned 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, or a year in Eretz Yisrael, we're back, we gave up, so what do we have? So Baruch Hashem, I moved in from big taivas, I'm not involved in looking at and caring about the same things I did in high school. Sports, mutter outlet, you know, we've convinced ourselves in this world. Mutter outlet, sports. I could go and watch all the sports in the world that I want. There's no more sports now, even. There's no more sports now. So what do I have left? I've left tefillah. I've left Torah. I've left spending time with my family and having benanu mechavero, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Don't be a fool and be caught up back to things from high school because I'm in front. I'm in a house where they have TVs and internet and things like this. Chas v'shalom lo aleinu. Chevra, what a schus we have now. We have a schus to be one with Hashem, to be a reflection of Hashem. That's Rosh Chodesh. I'm the moon, I'm a reflection of who? Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the sun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the sun. And we have to know that, and we have to believe that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, watch over us. So that's Yesod Aleph from Parashas HaChodesh. Yesod Aleph from Parashas HaChodesh is to recognize and to realize that I'm a reflection during these days. And that's how we'll bring Mashiach, because I'm being zoned in, like the Michel Maleo say, to what's not important anymore. I'm zoned into only what is important. I'm following Mamish and not being like a Titus Chas V'Shalom, spitting at our bonus Shalom. But there's one other Yisod I want to say, and this is something I've shared before. Svarno says, what's the lesson of Rosh Chodesh? Why is it the very first mitzvah that was given to each and every one of us? The mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is sanctification of time. The mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is mekadesh our time. Making our time holy. Making our time holy. When we were in Mitzrayim, we were slaves. You know what a slave is? A slave is someone who doesn't have the rights to their time. Our master tells us what to do. Freedom meant the freedom of time. Leaving Mitzrayim was the freedom of time. The very first mitzvah we had to be given then was what? Now that you have time, be mekadesh it, sanctify it, make it holy. That's what Rosh Chodesh is. Rosh Chodesh says, make your time holy. Chevra, I don't know in the history of the world if people in our times, in our places in life, had more time upon their hands. People are not going to school, people are not going to work, we have so much time. Now the avoid is Rosh Chodesh. Sanctify that time. Make that time holy. You know, that was what Svarim I've shared before. That was the Nisayon of the Mun. That was the Nisayon of the Mun. The trial and tribulation of the Mun. It says in Parshas Bishalach that the Mun was Lamana and Senu. It was a test. It was a test. It was the biggest brach in the world. It was the biggest brach in the world. How's that a test? A test is a trial, tribulation, difficulty. How's the Mun a test? It's a bracha. Some say it was a test in Amunah. That's the Ramban I'm not going to get into right now. But this, others explain the test of the Mun. Hashem was saying, I'm giving you everything you need. You don't have to work. You don't have to earn a living. You don't have to go to school. Now you have all day. What are you going to do with your time? That's the test of the month. We have that same test again. What are we doing with our time? What are we doing with all the time that Hashem just gifted us with? Where we're not in school, we're not in work, and we have so much time. What are we doing with the time? That's Rosh Chodesh. Sanctify your time. Parshas HaChodesh this week. This first Shabbos. That this epidemic became so serious. I know some of you already last Shabbos didn't go to shul. Last Shabbos I had the schus to still be in shul. To hear Parshas Parah. And hopefully this Shabbos will be back. And we'll read Parsha Chodesh to remind us, sanctify the time, make the most of the time. Chazal say the Dor Shel Chleiman was the Dor that received the Torah. And at Kabbalah's Torah, Pasku Zumasan. At Kabbalah's Torah, we were purified like Adam Rishon Kodem Chet. That's going to happen again if we utilize our time properly. All this time Hashem gifted us with, we have to be Mekadish it, we have to make it holy. And Pasku Zumasan again. Chevra, I want to share a Torah. You know, this past week was the yahrzeit of the Naaman LeMelech, the Rebbe Rav Melech Lezhensk. Usually tens of thousands of Yidden go to visit him on the yahrzeit. I think maybe there were 10 there this year, Hashem Yirachim. The Rebbe Rav Melech, so we have to learn his Torah the week of his yahrzeit. But if you open up a Naaman LeMelech, some of us have this, we have a minute, we learn a little Naaman LeMelech late at night after Shir, Thursday nights. So if you open up a Naaman LeMelech, Parshas VeYakel, there's no Torah, because that's when he was Nifter. So there's no Torah in Parshas VeYakel. You have to find in Parshas Pekudei, and in Parshas Pekudei there's some Torah from Parshas VeYakel, which is interesting. It's just like Moshe Rabbeinu's name is nowhere in Tetzaveh, because that's always around Zayin Adar when he passes away. And there's a Torah here. There's a Torah in Parshas Pekudei, but it's really from VeYakel that I want to share with you. And here he talks about a famous Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis. We know there Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first wanted to create the world with din, with judgment. Which would mean you do something wrong, you're judged immediately. No rachamim. Din, judgment, the way it should be. But then Hashem saw that he couldn't do that, and he added in rachamim, he added in din. And he explains, what does that mean? He said if each and every one of us would be a tzaddik and live up to who we're supposed to, the world could work with din. But he saw many of us weren't going to live up to who we're supposed to. And therefore there needed to be rachamim, there needed to be mercy, because many of us aren't going to live our lives in the proper way. And we need therefore time. We need therefore time. Each and every one of us, we need some time to be able to do rachamim. To be able to do tshuva, basically. We need to do tshuva. So he added in rachamim. But then he continues, listen to what he says. Ultimately, we should live the life of a tzaddik and want that to be able to live a life where I'm judged by din because I do everything properly. So he quotes a pasuk that we say, we go to the end of Kriya Shema. How do you end Kriya Shema? Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Hashem, Yurkevavke, is rachamim, Elokeichem is din. When is the Elokeichem, the din, going to be rachamim? When we are Emes, he says. Listen to these words. And maybe this is the chizik for each and every one of us to get through this difficult time. Ratzalomer Misha Holech be Emes Bavodas Aborius Barach. Someone who serves Hashem truthfully, really davens properly, really learns properly, really says brachos with kavana, really has utmost benam chavero. Someone's Emes. Listen to what he says. Words from Noam Melech. Misha Holech be Emes Bavodas Aborius Barach. Someone who does Emes in serving Hashem. Doesn't God forbid sin? Af hamidas hadin, even all the midas hadin, hu rachamim etzlo. That's going to be merciful for him. Ve'ein lowly is yorei mimidas hadin. You have nothing to be afraid of in din. V'zeh ani Hashem kodem shiyechta adam v'achar shiyechta. And Hashem, I have that rachamim before and after. Meaning what? He says, if we serve Hashem be'emes, the din and rachamim is all one. That's what it is. Hashem Elokeichem, Rachamim and Din Emes. If we could decide we're going to serve Hashem properly, each and every one of us, and use these days to be mitzchadish our lives, to renew our lives in Avodas Hashem, and be that reflection of Hashem, and utilize every moment, then we'll be zoiche that Din can't touch us, Einim is Yorim Edin, and we're going to only have Rachamim. That's the Avodah of each and every one of us, Chevra. He then says, I'll share one other idea, just to, in the same piece, he quotes from Parshas Chukas. In Parshas Chukas, after the Yidden were complaining, so there was a terrible decree, and many were being killed by fiery serpents, if you remember this in the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu puts a snake, and when they see the snake, the Saraf, they're healed, right, from the bite. Sarf means lashon sarfim, is fire. You know, chevra, when a virus comes, the way of a virus is you get a fever. This virus, you get a fever. Any virus, you generally get a fever. The fever is the body trying to burn out the virus. That's what the fever is. The virus is trying to be burnt out by the heat of the body. The body, it's a defense mechanism. You know how we could defeat a virus? We have to be burning with Avodas Hashem. The Saraf, which is a snake, is also Melashon Sarf, into fire. What defeated that Magefa at that time, Maimel Melech says, was being on fire in Avodas Hashem. So sometimes a fever, this physical fever, we know can't destroy this virus. That's why, unfortunately, people are getting very sick. We have to be fire in our Avodas Hashem, and being a reflection of Hashem, in utilizing every moment Hashem gave us. Hashem gave us time. We have to also be nepach. We have to turn around and look for the good, guys. Chever, right now, one thing we have is time, so let's use that time. So we're always looking for time to learn other things, to do other things. Now's the time. When do I have time to sit down and really work on my davening? You know what? Halavai, I want minyan, I want kaddish and kedusha and baruch and koyach atzibur. But I'll tell you something. I've been able to daven a lot longer with daven b'chidus, because I'm not pushed by trying to get to places at certain times. And I could spend time working on my kavana in a different way. And I could be on fire in my davening in a different way. And in my learning, I have the liberty now, because I have a little more time, to learn things that I want to learn and spend more time in areas that I want to learn. And I have time for cheshbon ha-nefesh. Time for cheshbon ha-nefesh. Time for hisbodedus. We're all in hisbodedus. So do hisbodedus. Do hisbodedus and cheshbon ha-nefesh and think about what you could work on, who you could be. Each and every one of us, we have to use this time and be on fire in avodas Hashem. You know, chevra, there was once a tzaddik. It's a true story. I just don't remember what the tzaddik was about. And he was sent to Siberia. And in Siberia, he was mamish stripped of all mitzvahs. And one morning, he wakes up and he starts crying. And he says, I have no tefillin. And I have no gemara. And I have no siddur. I have nothing. And he's crying. It's like the gemara of David HaMelech. He has no mitzvahs to perform. And then he realizes he still has his emunah. There's something that nobody could take away from him. And none of the ayivim could take away from him. He has his emunah. He has his belief in Hashem. He has his emunah by Hashem. And he has that always. Chevru, we might have been taken away from the yeshivas, and taken away from shuls, and taken away from mikvah. We don't only have emunah. We have our svarim, we have our tefillin, we have our gemara, we have our siddur, we have our families that we're with that we could be involved in ben al chavero. Tomorrow night we might not be in shul, but we could have a kabbal Shabbos with our mishpacha in a beautiful way. And we have a kiddush, and we have an amotzi, and we have heilig zmiros and heilig Shabbos, and Shabbos licht. We still have much. Let's focus on what we do have. And Emes is we have it all because we have that Amunah as well. We have Hashem by our side. And Mamish, maybe if we show Hashem, we're going to make the most of it. And we're going to be His reflection. And we're going to recognize what Hashem has done here and taken away, as the Michtam Elio says, and as Gemara and Kitten told us, taken away all that confusion of Olam Hazeh. I'm going to become a Ruchnias Degiyah the way I'm supposed to be, the way I want to be. When Hashem sees us doing that, that's what this maybe is all about. We'll be zoicha bez Hashem Yisbarach. Even though we're going through kasher vad tevati, we'll be zoicha not just to the geula of Esther and Malka, but the geula shleima. That was only a katya after Achashverosh Shanan. We don't want this to go away. Vada, we want it to go away. We want it to go away and be lifted up to Yishlaim HaKodesh with the geula shleima b'mheira v'yameinu.